Proclamation number 6964 of 9th of November, 1957. Effectiveness of power according to divine order. You came forth from my strength, and all strength which emanates from me flows back to me again. And thus you cannot remain distant from me forever, you will irrevocably take the path of return, even if this requires a long time, because it is an irrevocable law that the strength emanating from me will return to me again. But in what period of time this happens is not determined, because it depends on how long the strength remains ineffective, which therefore means long distance from me. And the ineffectiveness is caused by the free will of the beings which originated from me, but just as free will also has to cancel the ineffectiveness, but then the now again active strength will also strive towards me. Now you yourselves are this beingness which emerged from me, which abused its free will, and thus you yourselves, as radiated power, as it were, into something dead, which could no longer work, which became incapable of activity. But according to my law of eternal order, this strength must one day become active again. And therefore I transform this frozen strength, yourselves, into creations of a different kind, to creations in which the strength could not work arbitrarily but had to submit to my law of eternal order again. While I allowed the once emanated essence to work completely freely, thus the strength which was now bound in the works of creation had to become active again, and at first only very minimally but always increasingly testifying to its effectiveness. This made the return to me possible. But it is not enough for me that the strength merely works according to my will, I want the once created being to work according to its own will, but that this will urges the being to unite with me again in order to now be able to create and work without limitation for its own happiness. And that is why I withdraw my will again at a certain stage, and that is when the once fragmented forces have united again through the course of creation, and the being which once came forth from me can be placed into the state of free will, in which it is now to prove to itself which direction free will now takes. The cycle of strength once emanated by me is now almost complete. The being can reach me again in a very short time. But the cycle can now also be interrupted again. The being can prevent its strength from being effective again if it steps out of my eternal order and re-establishes the state where it is in inner resistance to me, and thereby also causes the effectiveness of this strength from me to falter again. Because my divine emanation can only work in lawful order, in union with me, through constant influx from my eternal original source. Any distance from me reduces the effect of strength and delays the return of strength to me. But the fact that every strength will return to me again one day is likewise a law of divine order, only it is not insignificant how long the strength remains distant from me. It is therefore not insignificant, because the beingness once emanated by me is also unhappy as long as it is isolated from me. And this isolation has to be lifted by the being itself, namely when it has overcome the deepest depths through my love and grace and is in possession of free will again in the stage as a human being. For I do not fetch the beings back for me by force, I only help them to overcome the greatest distance from me. But then it must strive towards the place of origin again in complete free will. The being as a human being must seek unification with me, its God and Father. The once emanated strength must flow back to the original source of strength. the union must take place, which will then bring unlimited bliss to the being, which will never end again. Amen.